Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Eat Seti Ranch, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We've got a lot of things coming up on the show, a lot of different topics we want to cover, and I have a great guest tonight. So rather than going through the news and all the other things, I'm going to go straight to our guest because I know it's going to be very informative, and it's always been a great show every time we've had Alfred on the show. So without any further ado, I want to welcome Alfred Weber on the show. Alfred, are you with us?
Yes, James. I'm very, very happy to be here with you again.
Yeah, great to have you. Now, Alfred's the founder of Exopolitics and been working very hard on our behalf for the disclosure, and there's a lot of new breakthroughs coming through. And, you know, one of the things I'm really curious about is the United Nations and what's happening there concerning the disclosure and, you know, what they have on their agenda.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I was just in touch with the UN, one of the senior UN spokespersons about two or three days ago, because they held a special forum in one of the major auditoriums there at the UN between senior United Nations officials and the stars and producers of the TV series Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. And it was a big media event, and there were about 100 or so New York City high school students asked to the event. And I called them after the event, and I spoke to him because he attended the entire event, which was moderated by the actor Whoopi Goldberg. Mm. And I asked him whether the term extraterrestrials, or whether the issue of extraterrestrials had been raised at all during the evening, and he said no, that extraterrestrials were not at all raised either by a member of the audience or by a member of the UN there, or the media, or by the Battlestar Galactica team or stars itself. And he went on to say that, which is what I knew. I asked him, well, now that you've had a special UN program for Battlestar Galactica, which is a TV series, would you have a special evening, a discussion on the issue of extraterrestrial disclosure, and he said, no, we at the Secretariat would not set up such an event unless a member nation came to us and specifically requested it. And I might add that I think I would say, and all the members who attended last night's forum would say, that we have enough problems here on Earth without entertaining the issues of life off planet. So that was a kind of a very, I think, formal and closed-minded reception that we got to the question, which is, I think, part of the legacy of the extraterrestrial embargo, which we've had at least since the Durant Report of the 1953 Robertson panel of the CIA, which virtually prohibited any public discourse on the extraterrestrial presence in any media, in any governmental forum, in any educational institute, under penalty of, you know, having your, essentially your career ended. So I think that that's really part of the legacy of why the extraterrestrial issue wasn't raised that evening. And that pretty much corresponds to the conversation that I had several months ago with the chief of cabinet of the president of the UN General Assembly. The president of the UN General Assembly is now Father Miguel Descoto Brockman. He's a Merino priest, and he was the former foreign minister of the Sandinista government from 1979 to 1990. And I had a long, hour-long conversation with his chief of cabinet, his right-hand person, his kind of chief of staff, who said that the president of the United Nations General Assembly, who, by the way, has been under tremendous attack by the World Zionist Movement when he came out in favor of the Palestinians and the condemned the Israeli war crimes, the war crimes of the Israeli army and the Israeli government during the recent war in Gaza. Mm-hmm. But what the chief of cabinet said was that the current UN General Assembly president would bring a resolution introduced by any member nation. There are 192 mm-hmm. member nations to the floor that would deal with the extraterrestrial issue. And of course, this is the 30th anniversary of Resolution 33426 of 1978, introduced by Sir Eric Gehry, Prime Minister of Grenada, which was approved in December of 1978, which in effect established a UN agency on extraterrestrial life, and has never been implemented because mainly the opposition of the U.S. government. Mm. So all that we need to do is to find one government out of 192 governments to sponsor this, and we can introduce public discourse again on the extraterrestrial issue for the first time in 30 years at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. No, it seems like, you know, basically these guys have been dragging their feet for so long that, you know, basically what I'm seeing right now is the reports are coming in all over the world. People are seeing UFOs just everywhere, and especially in the U.S. and Texas. You know, they had the Phoenix Lights, and it's still ongoing. You look at Filer's Files, you know, and he's getting reports. Constant reports on almost every state in the U.S. having flyovers and, you know, major sightings and things like that. So, you know, the news isn't covering this, but it seems like, you know, overall the masses are starting to, you know, wake up and say, you know, what is going on? This is a major event. Why isn't it in the newspaper? I had an article where 12 golden ships flew right down the New Jersey Turnpike, and you know, they had all of these people interviewed, and some were police officers and that saw it, and you know, it's a pretty major event, and it kind of went nowhere in the news media. But you would think, you know, flying down the New Jersey Turnpike would get a lot of people's attention, you know, and ships hovering over I-5 corridor. My brother called me a while back, and he was driving down I-5, and he goes, there's this massive ship just flying right down I-5, and he said people are all pulled over. There's people filming it and everything, and there wasn't one peep of it. anyway, you know, it's pretty interesting. The you know, seeing this over and over again is just amazing when you see these major events happening, and especially in Mexico, where they're having massive fleets of ships flying over Mexico, and incredible sightings by thousands of people, you know, very, you know, salted years, well-established people in society are coming forward talking about what they've seen, you know, flying over Mexico. So anyway, you know, you have, you know, all these trained police officers, you have pilots, all these Air Force and military personnel coming forward, and alphabet agency people and FAA people coming forward, and it just makes no sense why they would continue to, you know, withhold all of this information and not look into it, otherwise, other than there being a major cover-up or, you know, something to end that, to, you know, stop that from happening.
Right. There is, the parameters of the cover-up, I think, are beginning to narrow,
mm-hmm.
and we can see them now that they're more and more based in the U.S. government and in specific agencies of the U.S. government, principally in military intelligence agencies and in agencies such as NASA.
Mm-hmm.
What was very interesting was that a different agency of the U.S. government, the FAA, released a radar report of a 500 to 1,000-foot wide craft that hovered over Stephenville, Texas on January 8, 2008, and then flew over the then Texas White House when back in the previous Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
One doesn't know why the FAA released that, nor what the nature of that ship was. It seems as though it wasn't really one of the light ships, one of the upper dimensional light ships, and may have been more one of the treaty extraterrestrial ships, or even an alien reproduction craft.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me, and this is what I've noticed from my own experience, and I've done some experiments on this, where, you know, we have a massive email list, you know, quite a, you know, several thousand people plus sublists that go out. And so I tested this out to see what's going on, and I was actually asked to speak at a couple of the biggest, you know, UFO conferences. And then all of a sudden my name just got erased off the docket, and it happened not once but on several occasions, you know, especially with one of the biggest ones, and we won't mention them, you know, the UFO Congress. So, but you know, they just kept coming up with all these reasons why they didn't, you know, they would just, you know, basically have me totally disappear, you know, off the docket. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, what is going on. So I did a massive email list on the email. I said, you know, email Coast to Coast, you know, Jeff Renz, email all these guys and say, let's get East Eddie back on the air, you know, back on the show. And we also sent it to the, you know, the major UFO conferences. And so they just got inundated with requests, and they didn't respond at all. And it was amazing. It was almost like, you know, somebody pulled the blacklist out and threw me on it. And before, I was speaking at all the conferences and, you know, getting standing ovations. I had some of the best rushes towards the bookstores, and they knew, you know, it was a major. But I'm finding out now that anybody that has a positive message, that's in contact with the more benevolent ones, the peaceful ones, that could actually turn this planet around and bring us, you know, the fuels, energy, technology, the healing technologies, and the, you know, just the basic way of living, you know, that isn't, you know, aligned with universal principles necessary for a healthy society and environment. Anything along that line is just completely censored out right now. And I went further into it, and I said, well, let's see who's on the boards now of these organizations. And it's filled with major New World Order people and military intelligence, which it seems their agenda, either through their mindset or through fear or some other agenda, they really want to push the dark, negative agenda, like they're here to slice and dice us and eat us and experiment on us and conquer us and take us over.
Right, and also they're pushing the Armageddon
mm-hmm.
agenda and the depopulation agenda, that is depopulating Earth, you know, down to maybe 1/10 its present human population. So I think that there may be a definite struggle going on, and a definite not only infiltration of the when we talk about New World Order, one has to ask, is that an ideology that is implementing itself purely from say a Zionist or a Rockefeller Rothschild or the City of London or the Bilderberger, that is at the top level of the human actors and their conspiracies, or are we really dealing with an off-planet agenda?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are many such theories out there that the Earth has been the target of either civilizations from Orion that have attempted to infiltrate and take over the governmental apparatus on Earth, and or in conjunction with the reptilians, that an intelligent reptilian race that have attempted to infiltrate and are promoting the authoritarian, anti-democratic impulse in human elites, such that we have this, you know, the move toward, quote, the New World Order, and toward all of the things that we've seen, ranging from depleted uranium and ionizing radiation, you know, that is left over from nuclear weapons tests, but also the nuclear power plants that are like low-level nuclear weapons attacks against a population that is virtually destroying the human DNA. I mean, there is, according to independent scientist Lorraine Murray, who's basing herself on studies, 15 years ago, 80% of human male sperm was normal and motile. And now, only 15% of it is normal and motile, and 85% is abnormal, and that this is a specifically engineered outcome that is being engineered through the nuclear weapons industry and the nuclear power industry and all the ionizing radiation that is given off by that, along with all of the toxic agents that are being released into the society, i.e. a specific depopulation agenda,
mm-hmm.
along with, you know, all of the police state measures and kind of the dark side. So while we're moving toward the light side at the same time, there's a struggle with the with the dark side and with the a struggle for dominance as to whether the human population is going to stay, you know, as psychic slaves,
mm-hmm.
or whether we're really going to liberate ourselves as we approach alignment with the plane of the galactic center black hole, which will be happening over the next several years, sometime between 2011 and 2012. So these are real issues because, James, you know that the U.S. now is being put into debt slavery.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is being put into, I think, someone mentioned last night, like, what's called the recovery program is actually between $5 and $10 trillion of additional debt
mm-hmm.
that future generations will be shackled with.
Yeah, it's ongoing. You know, when I was watching this go on, you know, they did a poll and something like 98% of the people were against the bailout. And but they went through with it anyway. And, you know, you look at the UFO disclosure program there. They did a Time CNN poll, and I think it was 80 to 86%. I saw another poll that was 78%. But, you know, it's all around 80% of the people believe that UFOs do exist and there is a government cover-up. So the mass majority of the people want disclosure. You know, they didn't want this bailout. You know, I think 94 or 96% were against the Iraq war. They want people to come home. And you look at all these numbers, you know, in the 80s and 90% of the people are saying, look, this is what we want. And it seems like the government is just thumbing their nose and doing what they want, which is blatantly obvious that we no longer have a responsive government to the people. They've totally ignored the people and they're playing, you know, to a different tune.
Well, looking at the work of Carl Johan Kalman and Barbara Hanklau, they have taken the march of the time acceleration as we approach alignment with the galactic center black hole. I mean, your listeners know that in around 2000 and 2001, science confirmed that there's a massive black hole at the center of our galaxy between 3.7 and 4.1 million billion times as dense as our sun. And it was confirmed again by an independent study completed in 2008, an 18-year study, and it appears as though all galaxies have a black hole at their center, and this is like the motor that drives each individual galaxy. And what appears to be happening is that there are energy emanations from the galaxies and from the galactic center black hole, and those energy emanations come in to the morphogenic field of our Earth. They're sort of modulated through the crystalline core of our Earth, and they're picked up by our individual, you know, auras and minds and brains, and
mm-hmm.
we, you know, those are the thoughts that we have as humans. Now, we tend to think that we have individual thoughts, but in fact, what we're doing is we're reading on the waves that are coming out from the galactic center. And according to the time acceleration matrix developed by Kalman and Plow, the period between 1999 and the beginning of 2011 is called the galactic underworld.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the emanations coming from the center of the from the galactic center black hole are centered around becoming galactically aware. And that's why starting in 1999, humanity has really, and you know, all of our structures have really begun to focus so intensively on thoughts of the galaxy, of individual citizenship. The book Exopolitics was written here in Vancouver in 1999 and was published in the year 2000. And then, you know, we had in 2001 the Disclosure Project. And then starting in 2002 and forward, governments have begun to disclose their files. It's just the U.S. government that is holding out to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought is there that they have entered into secret treaties going back 50 or 60 years with less than desirable civilizations, i.e. with Orion-based greys, perhaps with reptilian civilizations, in exchange for technology that has given the U.S. military the edge. They've gone over to the dark side and aspired to become an imperial power. Well, the problem is that that kind of hierarchical power is not going to withstand as we approach the energies which are moving toward universality of the galactic center black hole. And so in that, in a specific quadrant called the fifth night of the galactic underground, which went from November 5th or 6th, 2006 to about November 5th or 6th, 2007 to about November 5th or 6th, 2008, that is a quadrant which, in which the focus was on the collapse of false and authority-driven financial structures. And so since the financial structure of this planet is built on a totally corrupted infrastructure based on the Federal Reserve Bank, which was fraudulently put in after the Rothschild Bank fabricated and manipulated the bank panic of 1907, and put in the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 over the Christmas holidays, and now have, it's essentially, there's a 1976 document from the Senate Banking Committee that shows that the Rothschild family owns all of the banks that sit on as the board of directors and owners of Federal Reserve Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the Federal Reserve Bank issues the U.S. dollars, and the dollar, U.S. dollar, has been the international currency of exchange. So you have one family whose net worth has been estimated at $100 trillion, the Rothschild family, that controls as its private, all of the dollar bills on the planet are the private property of the Rothschild family. We only have a temporary license to use those that are in our bank accounts and in our wallets. And so that entire structure is now falling as we come into alignment with the galactic center black hole. So that's why in October of 2008, the financial structure began to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of taking the natural step, which John F. Kennedy tried to take before he was assassinated, and most probably why he was assassinated, when he began to issue silver-backed dollars through the U.S. Treasury, and that is either abolishing the Federal reserve system or making it part of the treasury, so that you have a publicly owned central bank that is issuing money as a public utility, in the same way that electricity and water are public utilities, i.e., money should be made freely available to the people so that they can start their projects and their businesses without interest, in the same way that water and electricity is made available through government, public utility programs.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know one thing, talking with some of my friends in higher places, they talk a lot about, you know, the Mayan calendar and the shifts that you're talking about right now. And they say that basically that we're moving into a shift of higher consciousness and energy, and all of the unsustainable programs that we have going on right now and things that are not in the highest and best good of humanity, Earth, are just crumbling, and they're going to be ushered out. And they're probably going to go kicking and screaming, but they said basically the bottom line is that the source itself, whatever name you want to give it, and the beings that are aligned with that source are pressing their consciousness and energy and totally changing the grid. And it's a natural event. It's a cycle that we're going through as well. And it's just over for tyranny. It's over for the people that are very me and mine and selfish oriented, and the people that aren't, that can't shift into love and service, are not going to be around, you know, after 2012. So these institutions, it's just part of the unfoldment of a natural cycle, helped out a little bit by these benevolent beings to, you know, help us evolve into a sustainable society and help, you know, clean up the planet and move forward in a much more beneficial way, you know, that is in the highest and best good of humanity and the Earth. So to me, it's like, you know, they talk a lot about, they almost sound biblical sometimes, because they talk about, you know, the ultimate power is love and God is love, and that force is pressing hard on the planet. And but they say, you know, maybe it's time just to let go and step out of this program that we have right now, this old world, just let it go and start adjusting and building, you know, for the new world, which is, you know, a whole different way of life and a way that, you know, where we live in harmony with each other and the nature and the planet and work together in the highest and best good of the whole.
Right. And that is certainly something that is being sustained by the entire cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sort of, the more one identifies with the old matrix, I think that identification with the old matrix is certainly a hindrance.
Yeah, it does seem that to me that the people that are the most entrenched and have the most invested in the old matrix are going to have the most to lose and undergo the greatest suffering, you know, in this process. And maybe it's time to shift our consciousness, our energies, and our wealth into, you know, what's in the highest and best good of humanity and the Earth, the awakening and healing of humanity and the Earth.
One of the contentious issues that keeps on coming up again and again in this kind of debate is the identity of the current president of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Barack Obama, because on the paranormal side, I know that there are a number of sources that are now published that are out there that say, oh, he is a starseed. In fact, some say specifically he's a starseed from Sirius. I mean, they go even down to that to that level, and he is has incarnated on a mission of transformation of the planet. And so you have that kind of level. If you go to a parallel analysis, still in 3D, you have political analysts who've written books like The Unauthorized Biography of Barack Obama, like Webster Tarpley, who demonstrates that Obama has been virtually under trilateral commission and CIA tutelage since his early 20s as a student at Columbia as part of a secret program for grooming him to be president of the U.S. to carry out their globalist New World Order agenda. So you have this kind of cognitive dissonance between what the 3D analysts are saying, and, you know, these are very, very well documented books and sources that show that Obama's mother was a Ford Foundation-based executive and kind of CIA type, and, you know, and the other kind of multi-dimensional information that Obama is a starseed. One source that I heard said, quote, Obama is now probably under a CIA mind control matrix, and at the appropriate time his soul will break that agreement, i.e., that's still why, if you look at the U.S. administration program, it's still kind of with the old program now of the secrecy agreements, the Guantanamo prisons, the money is debt, you know, the whole budget is, I mean, it's like, you know, the practically the entire, a good portion of the U.S. budget is based on debt. And you have bills for the establishment of civilian camps at six different regions in the U.S. at military bases now that have been introduced in the U.S. Congress. And so now I was wondering how you saw that, how we could sort of witness Obama maybe now being under that CIA mind control matrix that, you know, had Nixon, had Ford, had Bush 1, had Bush 2, has Clinton, you know, and that Obama is a starseed that can kind of break out of it.
You know, I think anything's possible, and I kind of feel on a soul level that he has incredible power and connections on these other levels, but like you're saying, he's kind of acting on the lower levels right now, and he's definitely, you know, we're still in Iraq. We're kind of going to be there for probably a lot longer than he promised, and we're going to Afghanistan, and, you know, the war industry is still pulling all the strings, and, you know, it's very obvious that he kind of went back on a lot of his promises to, you know, get rid of the Patriot Act, and he just signed that back into existence. So, you know, and he's not going after the people that broke our privacy and all the spying and on, you know, the people that's still going on. So, yeah, definitely, yeah, he's definitely going along with the old program and now. But I really see with this energy shifting, and the new energy is coming in as we get closer to galactic plane, that consciousness is just going to collapse in on itself, and a new consciousness is coming in. And I'm really, you know, praying and hoping that, you know, he goes through the same experience I had where you know, one of these ships come and just hit him with a big beam and return all his ancient knowledge to him and wake him up, you know, while he's in office, and maybe take a few of his key people along with them and start turning this country around, and also keep an eye on these other guys as well that are keeping the status quo going. But I just see that there's some dynamics going on that are so far beyond the 3D world that we're looking at right now. And I don't know exactly how much they're going to intervene and exactly, you know, what they're going to do. I know what they can do, and they could turn this around in a moment. But a lot of it's up to us as individuals, as people, to stand up and demand our rights back. And, you know, we have the right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life on this planet, you know, in harmony with each other and nature. And that's really what it's all about. And until we stand up for those rights and stop giving our power away to just a handful of people, this is going to continue. So sometimes they would love to come in and help us out, but, you know, the old saying, God helps those who help themselves. There's a limit to what they can do under universal law, and so they're working very hard in inspiring people to wake up and change and shift, and they're changing the grid, you know, around the planet and the consciousness here. They're adding their higher consciousness and energy to the planetary grid. So, and, you know, when you look at the big picture, as we were talking before, of moving into galactic plane, I think resistance is futile, and anybody who stands in the way of this shift that's coming is gonna open up their own personal can of whoop ass on themselves, you know, to be blunt. But there's no way of getting around this. It's like, you know, going out with a pea shooter, you know, after a lion. This force that's coming in is so powerful, and the shifting energies are so powerful that no man can stop it. None of their technologies, their harps, their toxins, all the things they're using is not going to stop this process. But between now and then, they can do a lot of damage, and I think it's up to people within the system to stand up and just not participate in it anymore.
Exactly. We've been focusing a bit on looking at what type of extraterrestrial intervention there might be in this lead up, and engaged a reverse speech analyst and wrote we've written some articles, one that indicated through a reverse speech analysis of Barack Obama's inaugural address, in the same way that we took Bush's uh-huh. inaugural address back in 2001, and he had in there secret messages about the Iraq war, and looked at Barack Obama's inaugural address, and what came out of there were our secret messages in reverse speech of his subconscious speaking of, you know, possible enormous events of an extraterrestrial nature,
uh-huh.
so that if in the Bush administration, war was like the predominant paradigm, in the Obama administration, extraterrestrial issues or maybe the predominant paradigm,
uh-huh.
and those articles became very, very controversial. There are some people who are putting out, I think, thoughts that I would find limiting, but then, you know, I just have to see. One is that there may be extraterrestrial interventions in 2011-2012 in terms of mass UFO sightings or landings over cities,
mm-hmm.
And that only a certain percentage of the human race will actually get it, somewhere, you know, between 15 and 20% are capable of moving into that next level. I don't, I I just don't know. I'm kind of, you know, that sort of implies that the large portion of humanity really are unconscious and are wedded to the permanent war economy, but I don't view it that way, because if you look at the public opinion polls, as you said, 60-70% of the people believe just the opposite,
mm-hmm.
and that is that the government is covering up an extraterrestrial presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's quite the opposite, and that is that if there's a negative element on the planet that really wants to keep the whole class back or keep
mm-hmm.
humanity at its lowest level, it's probably somewhere between 15-20% of the population.
Yeah, I think so as well. And, you know, and I think that the main key players are just a handful, you know, probably just, you know, a few hundred people that are really pulling the string. From what I understand, there's basically three families running the whole show here, and below them are 13 families, and you'll never hear of these guys, you know, you never hear, and then they have their puppets, you know, below that. But the good news is that even some of these families are waking up and realizing that there is karma, you know, and it just doesn't feel good to keep wiping out so many people like they're doing, and they're also realizing that all the pain and suffering that they've doled out to others is going to come back to self. So they're having this big awakening. So, you know, who knows how it's all going to unfold. But as far as the UFO thing, the information they've been giving me is that definitely there will be a presence between now and 2011 and 12. It'll be undeniable that there will be a presence here. How much that presence interacts with humanity, I think, is up to us. That we need to rise to the occasion, and they have the technologies and the wherewithal to, you know, turn things around and assist us as long as we're evolving and going forward. But if we continue with this, like you're saying, the war economy and the greed and the separation game you know, they may just let us have that experience, you know, run that, you know, to its end, which is why it's so important that, you know, people like you and I and others are getting out there, letting people know they have a choice, you know, that we can move in a completely different direction, you know, a direction that's sustainable and aligns, you know, ourselves with the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, such as, you know, brother, sister, love and freedom and, you know, the prosperity for all. And, you know, balance and harmony, all these things that we know in our heart of hearts to be true, we just need to move in that direction.
Right. What are your thoughts on the extraterrestrial presence here? As far as an extraterrestrial presence that has been manipulating the negative governments.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the indications are that there are some statements that ET presence is backing off.
Yeah, definitely. What they're telling me now is that they know their game is up. And they know with these shifts coming up and everything else that they can't sustain their program anymore. And so they've actually been given marching orders that their time was up quite a while ago, and you know, time and a half is over. And so the benevolent ones are coming in and establishing their presence and actually ushering the other ones out and doing it. I've seen in some cases with some pretty incredible technologies, you might say. They have full use of creational energies, and there's nothing that these lower forms can do about them. They can't shoot them down. Their technology is very inferior to these higher beings that are coming in now, and even all of our back-engineered things that we have can't do a thing about these new groups coming in. So Their time is over, and I think the people that depended on them for support are going to have a major come up in, you know, real shortly as the people wake up. So my personal, the way I see it is it's over for these regenerate groups that have been, you know, running amok here and inspiring a lot of the leadership. Their time is over. The people that have focused on just greed and amassing material wealth at the expense of humanity, Earth, that consciousness aligned itself, because it's just pure ego and pure, you know, aligned itself with this other darker consciousness. And they lost their own free will in doing, in that process, because the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So even the military connected with the wrong group as well. So, and they had their lessons in that arena. So we're evolving to where we've learned a lot of our lessons, and we've learned what works and what doesn't work. And I think we're moving in a direction where, you know, we've had those experiences that were negative, that were not in our highest and best good. And hopefully, I know as, you know, the civilization here, most of the people would welcome a benevolent presence and would welcome any help we can get to turn this planet around. And the leadership are definitely still under some of the guidance of these, you know, regenerate ones that are being pretty much kicked out, but they're still operating under that same program and their own just massively inflated egos. And that consciousness and that world is collapsing right now. It's just going to be falling apart, and it's inevitable that we will be, you know, aligning with these higher beings. And I think it is our destiny to join the rest of the universe in peace and take a quantum leap in consciousness and technology and just move in a very positive direction in the future.
Yeah, I'd like to draw attention to one particular force that I think is still acting in a very potentially harmful way, and that's the U.S. Navy.
Oh yeah.
It was drawn to my attention just this past week that the U.S. Navy is about to conduct sonar tests that will virtually destroy all mammalian sea life along the west coast of the U.S., California, Oregon, and Washington, and even up here into British Columbia. The U.S. Navy is the entity that has been operating and developing the HAARP system, which is a space-based weapon of mass destruction, which essentially weaponizes the ionosphere, which is the portion of the upper atmosphere closest to space, and which is used as a major weapon system against ethical extraterrestrial fleet, and also as a weapon system through its atmospheric component, chemtrails, which is a binary weapon system against population to eliminate the young and the aged and the infirm. And also, HAARP is used to cause earthquakes, tectonic warfare. It's used for mass mind control. It was used to create the Myanmar cyclone of May 2008, where 150,000 people lost their lives. That was on a Saturday, May 2nd, and on the afternoon of May 5th, Monday, Henry Kissinger had a two-hour meeting with the Secretary General of the UN just to brief him on it. Mm-hmm. So, and that's run by the U.S. Navy. Mm-hmm. And you had asked earlier about the UN. This is where I'm still a skeptic, because some people have said that there's a Navy individual named Source A who is trying to brief U.S. United Nations civilizations on the extraterrestrial presence. But I'm very skeptical of what the nature of that briefing is because most of the, like a description of what came out of those meetings seems to me very much consistent with lower order kind of conflict-oriented extraterrestrial civilization.
Exactly. Well, I've seen over and over the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect, and a lot of these military people are only focused on war and againstness and power and control, and they haven't even risen to the occasion to connect to the higher being. So, and the Navy is, they've got their fingers in most of the outreach programs, you might say. If you follow people's careers and backgrounds, even the media and everything, it goes back to military intelligence, and a lot of it goes back to the Navy. So it's, you know, they're on the boards of a lot of UFO groups, and it just goes on and on. So, you know, we need to definitely take a look at that. You know, unfortunately, we're out of time. We could go on forever. I need to get you back on the show again, but can you give your website right before we go?
Sure. People can go to www.exopolitics.com.
Great. Well, Alfred, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's
certainly
been amazing, and we'll have to get you back on again real soon.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies, because they're coming in masses now. Keep your eyes open.